Welcome to Polar Tech Research Outpost. You must be one of the finest scientists in the world because you've been selected to be a part of our elite research team. Good for you. Here at Polar Tech, we take pride in our exploration of Antarctica. We take even more pride in keeping our scientist family safe. So let's begin, and may our hearts and curiosity guide us.
Well, you two sure know how to make a guy feel welcome. That was, I don't know how you did it with what we have on hand, but that was one of the best welcome cakes I've ever had in my entire life. That was delicious.
Good, you're welcome. I'm so glad you get to the feeling inside.
So glad you get to the feeling inside.
Did you get to the feeling inside?
Did I get to the feeling inside?
He's saying filling. When you've been here as long as we have, you'll start to understand what he's saying.
My gosh.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. It's just, and I totally apologize. It's the accent is throwing me up a little bit, and as soon as I get used to it, I'm gonna understand every word out of your mouth.
But you two do speak the same language, science.
And English. English as well. Everyone keeps doing this, and by everyone, I mean the two of you. Yes, I am from the Ozarks, and the Ozarks are a mysterious and interesting place, full of woods and cars on cinder blocks, but I speak English the same as you. It may be a little more difficult to understand.
You're from Missouri, huh?
Da.
Interesting. Because I'm not from the Ozarks, but I'm just from like southern Indiana. So I feel like I understand that general. I just don't think I've ever heard an accent like that from Missouri.
Interesting. Oh, well.
He can be intimidating too, this guy. He's 6'8". Huge beard, little gruff, but you two will get along.
And every time I walk down the street in Ozarks or any other place, children run and scream and point and say, Zangief, Zangief from Street Fighter. That's the character Zangief. It hurts my feelings. I don't know what a Zangief is.
Oh, yeah. Well, have you Googled it?
No.
You look exactly like Zangief from Street Fighter. Down to the red shorts.
Huh. Can you pull up a picture?
I don't know. I know that we don't have internet access.
I joke.
Here.
It's a joke. I'm razzing the new guy. It's like it's like saying, you know, if you're at a tree, there's an old Ozark saying. You say, you're at the tree, and you say, could you run in tree real quick and grab me Sora? And they, I don't know where the door, and there is no
Sora.
Door.
What is a Sora?
The soda.
Dr. You know Pasta, what? By the way, as well, it's not all hazing and cakes down here. You know, we're rationing food. We don't really get to party that often, but it's a special occasion. You've come down here to replace the last scientist who was here. We're happy to have you here. Isn't that right, Calvin?
Yes, Calvin Klondike agrees. And just to reiterate, I know we said ad nauseum. Last person died so comfortably of natural causes. Just normal death for 27-year-old scientist.
Calvin, I'm sure he read that in the paperwork. We're being redundant here from Dr. Pasta. He doesn't need to be hearing this.
Yeah, I mean, God rest his soul. You know, it seemed like it was tough on y'all. I know you're supposed to be here 3 years together. I'm coming in here a year late. I gotta learn all the dynamics. I gotta fill in with a great scientist. Fill in for a great scientist who will be missed. But
you're a great scientist, so we're happy to have you on the team.
Well,
the computer is beeping. I have to go and log the little video diary. I'm typing.
Hello, I'm coming to you from Polar Tech Research Outpost. I'm Dr. Albert Thorne, and here's an update on all of the data we have collected. The polar bears are acting the same, seals are the same, penguins, seabirds, albatross seem to be a little more tired than usual. We're wondering what's going on there. Weather patterns have been consistent over the last 3 months, nothing too drastic, and general vibe is pretty good. Fellas, general vibe is good?
Yeah, it's great.
You should put, there's been two types of weather, cold and freezing.
That's just a little joke from us. Dr. Albert Thorne signing out.
Give credit. Fuck! You keep doing this.
I've told you we're a united front on all the data we put out, on all the jokes we put out. We have to be a united voice. No one can sort of disagree with us.
This is like before we left when we had dinner in D.C. And I think, well, this is a great meal. I won't be spending money for a long time. So I left $500 tip. And you and our departed friend both wrote on the bills from all three of us. Terrible etiquette. Mm-hmm. Terrible.
I remember it well. And then the waitress winked at me and went and mouthed, thank you. And I went,
you said,
no problem.
He said, I'm leaving for years. And she said, I'll wait.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's it is nice. It is just wild witnessing this dynamic and knowing that, you know, a year from now, I'm going to be right in there with you, mixing it up, chopping it up, understanding every word that Dr. Calvin says. You know, I want to get there. I know I'm being, you know, I'm champing at the bit, right, getting ready for it, but I'm going to get there.
Dr. Pasta, I got a question for you. What are you looking forward to most about being down here in Antarctica?
I got to say, it's not always easy for a scientist, especially a scientist in my very narrow, very specific field of study, to make connections with other people. Sometimes I can make pretty bad first impressions. I can be kind of abrasive and I can, you know, I'm looking forward to coming out of this thing with a couple of friends, honestly.
Wow, that's so lovely. Anything science related you're looking forward to? You're a young gun, just got your master's or your doctorate.
Young,
what are you looking
dumb
forward
and
to?
Full of science. Strong, strong.
That's a joke we just made. That's a good joke we just made.
I made the fuck.
If I can, you know, it's not a big deal if I can't, but if I can discover a new type of kelp, I think, look, I know this sounds stupid. All the kelp has already been discovered. There's no such thing as new kelp, but I have a feeling that they would not bring up a kelp scientist like myself if there wasn't the chance that I might discover some new kelp.
You're a kelp chaser. I knew I liked you.
And can I
you
say
didn't, so- you didn't notice from my t-shirt that says kelp wanted?
Can I say something? In the Ozarks, I was a part of KGB. Of course, KGB stands for Kansas, Georgia, and a state that starts with B formed a coalition to find new bears. Guess what? Could not find new bears because we never looked. We said there is no new bears. All bears have been discovered. But
could the B stand for bears?
I mean, it could. It doesn't, but it could. It should have.
Yeah. State with B, huh?
Yes. But here's the thing. We never looked because we thought all bears discovered. And then one day, after KGB broke up, I see animal in woods. It looks like Kodiak bear, but not quite Kodiak bear. And I think to myself, my God, this is a new bear. So, of course, you're going to think everything's been discovered, but that's what everyone thinks until you discover the next thing.
Dr. Albert, I caught maybe four words out of that. I'm talking to Dr. Albert. I was hopefully whispering.
His whole thing is he saw a bear. Everything is discovered until it's not, and then there's more stuff to discover. I was not paying attention. I was writing down on my phone, I want a kelp wanted t-shirt.
I'm sure the story is more beautiful in his language. I'm sure it makes more
intuitive
sense.
I'm speaking English. This
you're doing a great job. And you're doing native tongue. Now, that's normally what we would say when we say native tongue is you're like your first language, the language of where you're from.
Yes, native tongue.
Hmm.
I pick you up in the pile drive. Not really, though. I cushion your head with my thighs. Just a new initiation joke.
Well, it's 0800. Should we get to it?
You recovered
for the day?
From pile driving very fast.
We had breakfast cake, I guess.
I guess time's pretty relative up here because it doesn't really function the same way it does back in southern Indiana.
Of course, before we go to start the day, we do have to do one thing, which of course me, Dr. Calvin Klondike, has to perform part of my duties, which is I just need to take a piece of your hair and 1 ounce of blood to make sure that Nothing has infiltrated these organic bodies that we...
oh, yeah, I mean, safety first, right? We're
all in charge of medical down here, yeah.
Take a block of hair and take some blood and go to a player and blood, and we mix that in a ninja bullet, and this will take, and some salt and 1.5 cups water. And we put in some vegetable broth, okay.
And then we do the rest out of sight.
Out of sight.
Anyways, before we get started for the day, Dr. Pasta, you must have some questions. I'm technically in charge here, whatever that means. It just means I'm the oldest. 78.
What do you mean, whatever that means? It means you're in charge.
Any questions, Dr. Pasta?
I mean, I guess my only question would be, where's my bunk? And if I put a sock on the door, does that mean the same thing it does back in my university days?
We sleep in one king bed. Sure. The mattress is cardboard.
No, of course I know.
But anything science-related questions about our duties? We're obviously going to all take shifts during the day. You go first, then it's Calvin, and then it's me, Dr. Albert Thorne, last.
No, I mean, I have a lot of kelp to study, so I'm excited to get to it and get to kelping.
And just remember, if you hear an ominous beeping, wake us up, come and get us. That means an unknown object is out there in the storm and coming towards us.
What happened to your voice right there? What happened to your voice right there?
No, here, hey, you must listen. If you hear a beep, wake us up.
An ominous beep, it means something is out there, coming toward us.
I read the manual cover to cover, and there's nothing in the manual about an ominous beep.
Rips manual in half. Forget the manual.
Do you think that destroys a book?
You're ripping it in half, of course. You think the tear was perfectly in between... Oh, fuck me, it was perfectly in between words. That sucks.
It was right down the spine. I think maybe if you had ripped it the other way...
Yeah, I should
like
have
like across
done.
The
yes,
spine?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a better chance, but... What's that?
I'm standing over here looking out the window out into the snowstorm. You see, Dr. Pasta... Some things can't go in the manual.
Hey, you don't have to call me by my last name. Everybody can call me Rick, or you call me Richard if you want to. I go by Rick.
We try to give each other the respect of our formal titles.
We call him Dr. Calvin.
Yes, you also claim all my jokes and say you can't understand me.
Our jokes. I claim our jokes. What were they saying? I was at the point.
Is Calvin your last name? I'm so sorry. Is Calvin your last name?
His first name, but we've been together a year. In a year from now, I'll call you Dr. Rick. Then following year, I will call you Rick.
Yeah,
and then nicknames.
And then doctor.
Okay, yeah, no, sure. Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to presume. I just, if anyone wants to call me Rick, you can. I'm also happy to answer to Dr. Pasta.
That is, of course, if we even make it to next year.
Dr. Pasta. Say that quieter under your breath.
That is, of course, if we make it to next year.
Quieter, Dr. Pasta. He can hear you.
Me? Are you telling me to be quiet? Of course. Why are you whispering
to
me?
No.
He's the one talking.
Sorry. Oh, gosh. I got all turned around. Quieter, Dr. Calvin.
Well, yeah.
Don't. What was I saying? I was staring out the window. I was saying, you know, some things can't go in the manual. Calvin is talking crazy over there. We promised we wouldn't tell anyone. Some things can't go in the manual.
Hey, this is actually going pretty rough for my first hour. Could I just ask, like, what is going on up here? Because I know we got to be together, you know, day in, day out for the better part of 2 more years. And I just want to make sure we're all on the same page, huh?
We are here to study 3 things. Number 1, animal behavior.
Number 2, weather patterns.
And number 3... general vibe.
Yeah. Okay, so everyone keeps saying general vibe. Like, you said that a little bit earlier, Dr. Thorne. You said general vibe when you did your check-in?
Uh-huh.
I thought it was CO2 levels.
That can mean a lot of things.
Well, the manual's all ripped up, but my understanding was that we would be doing CO2 levels because that's the correlation... That's the... That's the commonality between animal behavior, weather patterns, CO2 levels, and then kelp. That's like my whole
domain.
You're
not hearing us, kelp boy. The manual won't tell you what you need to know. All you need to know is 3 cycles ago, about 9 years ago...
Huh?
Something happened here.
Something changed?
Something changed the vibe. And all 3 scientists had to be replaced. All at once. Only 3 days in to their stay.
Wait, what? This was...
Well, I'm going off to my station. I'll see you later. Have a good first shift.
Never heard about that at all.
Love you. See you at lunch. See you at lunch, fellas.
Yeah, BYOB Lightless.
Okay. Whew, Rick, put it out of your system. You're here to study kelp. Beep. You're here to maybe find a new kelp.
Beep.
Did someone start making a burrito and then leave the room?
Yep. Sorry, and I creep back in, and I get my burrito, and I get the fork, because I eat a burrito with a fork, and I walk backwards to my burrito dance. Good luck in here. Goodbye.
What's where you're going? No more walking backwards.
Dr. Kelvin, do you think we told him too much?
I think we told him enough to give him a fighting chance.
You can use your real voice when it's just us.
Oh, thank God. I think we told him enough to give him a fighting chance, which is all we can do.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, nah.
We're on the same side, right? You and I?
I would hope so, because we are all we have.
Right?
The new kid has vim and vigor, which might help him, but we have each other.
And Mikey did die from natural causes, right, Kelvin?
No. Opposite of da.
What?
Did you see something had crawled in the well?
Don't even say it. No. No, I'm going to finish my burrito in peace.
Oh, because you're eating. Sorry, I'll tell you. Go ahead and finish. And then I'll tell you what I saw.
You eat a burrito like that, like corn on cob?
You don't start from one end?
Put one fork in one end, one fork in the other end. Spin it like corn on the cob. And I eat it like little bites at a time. How do you eat a burrito?
You start from the smallest, tightest end, and you eat forward, pushing with one finger back towards mouth, and catch burrito in middle.
No,
you're wrong.
No.
And you're done. I saw something had crawled in one ear of Mikey and out other ear. His eyes were not his eyes. They had changed. His skin was not his skin. It had changed. Neck, body, tummy, legs, all his hair had...
Tummy?
Tummy.
Sort of an insensitive time to use the word tummy, don't you think?
Not the right word. Tummy,
no, it's the right word, but
thorax,
it says stomach. Tummy is like kind of an affectionate word. Children use that word.
I was affectionate toward Mikey. He was my friend.
When we buried him in the snow, you were sure he was dead, right?
Something crawled through his brain. But honestly, I did not check neck. Fuck.
Oh, God.
To the snow. And open the door.
Wait, come back in and put your clothes on. You're going to get a cold out there.
Red tights enough. Authorizing open door. This is Dr. Kelvin Klondike. This goes so slow. Door is so slow.
Door authorization process beginning.
Go. Come on. Come on.
Door authorization process at 13%.
I'm going to crawl under. Stuck. I'm
just
stuck.
Wait. 13% is not that bad for how long you've been waiting.
Albert, I'm stuck.
Hey, what's everybody doing? See, you're trying to crawl through the door?
What are you doing up from your station?
Why are you?
You go back to your station right now, Dr. Basta.
that door alert just goes off throughout the whole. I'll go back to my station. I'm so sorry.
We're taking a little walk outside. That's it. Very normal. Not going to check in on anything.
Could you casually unhook my red tights from bottom of door because I'm stuck and dangling from ceiling? Be a doll.
Yeah, I don't know. Dr. Thorne did tell me to go back to my lab.
Fair enough.
Sorry. I don't want to ruffle any feathers on the first
I'll
day Dr. Thorne is in charge.
Again. What's the door percentage at yet? What is it?
Looks like 68.
Door percentage at 14%.
Oh my god, it went back down.
I don't move if you stop paying attention to me.
Oh, God.
What a needy system.
Hey, you...
Fine, door's 100%. Authorization accepted. You can leave.
Little red tights ripped to reveal even littler pair of red tights.
All right, I'm walking out into snow. Under this flag, right? That's where you buried Mike.
Snowball fight.
Okay, three snowballs each, but that's it.
I threw a snowball at you. You caught directly in mouth and gulped and swallowed like Looney Tune.
I was thirsty. After my burrito.
Wow.
Walking over to the flag and digging.
No.
He's gone.
This can't be. I put the body here. He's gone.
Maybe we're mistaken. Maybe he's...
There's bloody footprints. Unless someone else was hurt in here and walked... Maybe new kid put on bloody shoes as Joe?
No. He seems like a good kid, and we're alone down here. They assured us of that, didn't they?
Yes. The only friend is our animal behaviors.
Okay, accessing science log.
Uploading science log.
Dr. Richard Pasta.
Authorized. Science log at 0.0001%.
Oh, still have plenty of space left in the science log. That's good.
Science log at 0.000.
Go ahead and turn off these automated updates. Obviously, as I'm adding to the science log, it's going to continue adding, subtracting for the memory space left on the drive. Let's see, Dr. Mikey Casanova, last log. Oh, interesting. I guess they didn't clear the system before they gave me my computer. Let me just... Oh, it's a video log. Let me just open
it. Hey, guys, I'm just going to run to the bathroom real quick. I ain't got...
Oh, my God, it's my ringtone. Oh, this is my ringtone. Oh, God, this is my... It's my buddy Jeff from college. Jeff, you can't be calling me up here.
I miss you, dude.
No, but your ringtone, I don't know how to change it. It's you pooping from college.
I love that. You mean down here, right? Antarctica's at the bottom?
Depending on where you are. You crazy jet setter. I know you're a pilot.
Yeah, I'm a pilot. I'm everywhere, baby.
Where are you now?
Italy.
No.
Yeah, motherfucker. It's
prego,
really good.
Come back, prego.
Everyone's begging for me to come back. I gotta go. Love you. Miss you.
All right, love you. Bye. Bye. Okay, let's access Dr. Mikey Casanova's video log.
Hello, this is Dr. Mikey Casanova coming to you at 11:55 p.m. on August 8th. I
2 days ago.
Something is bad. Something is wrong. The beeping went off, and I called for the guys, and they aren't coming, and there's something coming closer, and it could... Oh, God. Help! Send help!
What the fuck? What the hell was that? I think I just watched Dr. Mikey Casanova.
Starting this month at Applebee's, we're bringing back our almond-encrusted pork.
Okay,
almond-encrusted pork for the family.
Everyone loves almond-encrusted pork. Only
at Applebee's.
Why does it do that? Why does it end the ad right after the skip option counts
down? Do you have a rash on the bottom half of your body?
This one's a 60-second ad?
We're sorry. We're sorry for that rash, but you can try pills. Pills?
Only at Applebee's. Pills.
There's still 45 seconds left of this ad. What the fuck?
The people in the ad are just smoking. They're on break. Just showing.
I think we got it in one. What do you think?
I was really good. I mean, I've been in a lot of ads.
Who's your
agent?
Who you rep by? Who you rep by? CAA?
My mom.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So you started in theater, or like, did she put you in plays earlier?
30 seconds left of this ad.
Commercials.
What are some of your special skills? I can ride horses backwards. I can break dance. I know how to predict the weather. Yeah, so it's...
Well, the question isn't what's written on my resume and my special skills. It's how many of them are true. Am I right?
Am I right? This ad.
It's so weird they have me on set when I'm just doing the voiceover. It's so...
Come on,
it's just, it feels like I could have done
Come
this
on,
from home.
Back.
Pills at Applebee's. Try it.
That was a fully produced ad.
I want my pills. My
God.
Pills.
Right, skip
I
ad.
Want my...
Okay, that was... Man, I skipped all those ads and that was the last log. That was Mikey Casanova's last log.
Hi, I'm Jerry Casanova, and I own a car sales place here in Long Island. I'm so proud of my son, Mikey, scientist, good guy, who's going down to Antarctica, and we're having to send Mikey off to Antarctica sale.
Cold horse.
There's a cold horse here. You can ride off the lot with this cold horse.
This ad must be over a year old. It's a send off Mikey ad. Like,
And Mikey never lies, and I can't wait to have him
home. Did the ad just say me?
I didn't mean to.
All right. Stop.
Sponsored by Apple.
I did stop. Fucking delay on this thing. Okay, get it together, Rick. Get it together. Obviously, something is going on here. They didn't tell you the whole truth about Mikey. You saw something crawl at him, crawl into him. You don't know what you saw. Look, let's just pull up the kelp levels. Let's take our kelp samples. You're down here in the middle of nowhere. You can't let it get to you, Rick. You can't. You're Dr. Richard Pasta. You are the best at what you do. Where's that coming from? Nope, you know what? It's probably not even happening. You're probably just, you're freaking yourself out. Okay, you're here for kelp, okay? Let's get into it. Okay, kelp sample 109613B appears to be kelp. Okay, put that in the kelp pile. 109-63-CC. Okay, also looks to be kelp. Put that in the kelp pile. Okay, this is good. I'm doing better. This is what I'm here for. Wait a second, that's that beeping. That's not a burrito beep, that's... Okay, that's, I should get the... I should... Doctors, I do hear the beeping.
Yes, we're coming in here, and, what is it?
What did find?
Well, you just came in from the hatch that goes outside. Was there...
Oh, shit.
Snowball fight.
I didn't mean, what did find. I mean, what did find.
You know what? That probably makes sense because it's a proximity alert for things happening outside, and you two were both outside when it went off. So I think I just heard the outside alert.
Yes.
And it was probably just you. What were you guys doing out there?
Using a joke voice like you heard before. That wasn't my real voice when I first said what.
We taking just little breaks, snowballs.
Breaks, mostly breaks, snowballs.
Got it.
How's counting kelp? All of them kelp?
So far, so kelp. But we got a lot of kelp to count.
Well. Kelp, looks like a question for you, Mikey. For you, Dr. Pasta.
It's okay. Look, it's okay. Elephant in the room. I know I'm filling big shoes. Dr. Mikey Casanova was a luminary in the field of kelp science, so I understand it's going to take some time to get over that.
Yeah, and he had such a proud dad.
Such a proud dad. Oh.
And he's still buried outside per the family's request. He's still out there. Don't go digging him up because obviously he's sad.
Yes.
We're not supposed to go out there, right?
No.
That's in the pamphlet, but that's not really what we...
Yes.
Wait, the pamphlet?
You didn't get the pamphlet? Just manual?
I just got the manual, the thick manual.
Well, the pamphlet is almost more important than the manual. The pamphlet
has... Okay, let me see. Okay. Oh, yeah. Wow, this has almost the same information in it, but it's just a 3-panel pamphlet.
But in front of everything it says not to do, it says probably before it.
Oh,
they bend some rules. They made it a little more open-ended.
Yeah, bend them so they don't break.
Probably don't go outside, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, we're gonna take a nap in the big bed. I'd say don't go poking around.
It's 8:35. It's been 35 minutes.
Yeah, but I had a whole burrito. I'm exhausted.
Okay, yeah, we're here for 3 years, right? Or 2 years now, I guess. So, yeah, anything goes. You know, I'm not quite tired yet. I got a lot of kelp down there. You know, we're a couple of days behind. So why don't y'all take a nap, and I'm going to go back to counting kelp.
Oh, perfect. And if you get bored, we have a, not deck, it's 12 miscellaneous playing cards in a pile.
What do I, how do I?
Have fun.
We play sad card pickup. We just throw the
sad
card on the ground
pickup?
And we pick up all 12 cards as slowly as we can. Helps pass the time.
Okay, yeah.
I think Dr. Albert went to bed, but before I join, can I ask you, why did you get into kelp?
You don't have to do this. Dr. Albert is in bed. You can use your real voice now.
So you know.
I know. You got briefed, didn't you?
Yes. Excuse me, let me turn around and get a little more comfortable. There, that's better.
Yeah, that's better.
That's better.
You know I'm not Dr. Richard Pasta, right? You got briefed on this?
The eagle flies at midnight in 2 lanes of sky.
Great, so you know I'm from the CIA. I'm here to figure out what actually happened to Dr. Mikey Casanova. His father is very influential.
Let me check my card here. Peanut butter is always best before
we're done with the codes.
The codes are just to introduce each other.
And I already said, I know who you are, you know who I am, right? Yeah, we already said that,
okay.
Right?
Yep, okay.
I could see you picking out another card to make another code.
I just want to make sure.
Fine, do it.
A surfer's best friend is the ocean.
I'd rather catch a wave than catch a bullet.
That's all I wanted was call and response.
I mean, there's 3 of us here, okay? If you weren't who you... How would you possibly be who you weren't... You know, who you... I would know if you were someone different than who you were, said you were.
Sure.
Look, do you have any information for me? I have to get to the bottom of this.
Yes. Something crawled between...
No, I saw the video, yeah. I saw the video.
Oh, it shows brain?
Not exactly brain. It implies brain for sure. Because it's like, as soon as it goes in, it gets all shaky because it was a hand cam. And then he kind of falls down. Dr. Mikey Casanova kind of falls down.
Yes. All we know is that once this thing is inside someone...
We can't say thing.
Once this...
one thing that we can't say. What's that?
Well, didn't they use it like 7 years ago? Six years ago? Wasn't that...
Hey. I don't know who they is, and neither should you. Okay? That's the one thing we can't say. We can't call it that.
This tang...
Come on, man.
It's slang for thing. Fuck me. Okay, this creature...
There we go.
It, once inside you, starts to make changes. It updates your body. Where once you have deviated septum, now you do not. You have perfect nose. Where once eyes were just like a dark brown, now they are a sparkling black.
Wait a second. Dr. Calvin, are you saying that this thing can change the appearance of the host that it selects?
Nah.
So
except for neck and tummy and legs, do not for some reason never change.
Yeah, can't do neck and tummy and legs. That makes sense. So it could be any one of us right now. Yeah. No, it can't because you said that you found Dr. Mikey's body. It's still buried out there.
Can I there, you secret.
Hello. Sorry, I woke up from my nap. Everything's very, 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 very,
200 kelps?
I was just making some pop secret. Popcorn, of course.
Nom, nom, nom. Yes, of course.
You ate unpopped kernels.
That hurt. It hurt so bad.
Oof.
Bleeding teeth, bleeding throat, bleeding stomach, all the way through. All right. So, Dr. Calvin, can I just talk to you really quick in the bedroom? Everything's very normal in the bedroom. Have fun out here.
Okay. Yeah,
Dr. Pasta.
Just got my kelp.
Come here right now.
What?
You know how we didn't find his body outside?
Nah.
There's a bloody handprint on the window. I was napping and I heard a loud bang. It's a bloody handprint. He is out there right now.
Fuck me. And of course there's only one window in this whole place. So
wait, use your real voice. What are you doing?
Sorry. You know you need New York. You know you need unique New York. There's only one window in this entire place, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Great. You stay in here, stand guard, and I'm going to go out there and talk to Dr. Pasta.
Yes, of course, yes.
And I'll distract him and make sure he doesn't come in here while you look at the bloody handprint and you tell me if you think it's Mikey's.
We don't want to put any strain on Dr. Pasta. Ozark joke.
I loved that joke we just made.
Ozark
that
joke.
Was such a good group joke.
I said it. Oh, fuck.
Hey, Dr. Pasta, can I lay my old bones next to you for a second while you're counting kelp?
Absolutely. And just going through these kelp samples, anything that you need, let me know.
The eagle flies between the teeth and all around the sky.
I'm sorry? What did you say?
The eagle flies between the teeth and all around the sky.
Are you okay, Dr. Thorne?
Yeah, I thought that was the code. I thought that you're undercover. You come down here to really find out what happened to Mikey.
Yeah, I am. But that's not the code.
What?
That's not the code. What did you say?
My
you
God.
Said the... Yeah, no.
Here's the issue. I washed my hands and my hands were wet when I got the cards. And now the inks all bled into each other. And so I think I have, like, mutated codes here.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, but yeah, I mean, obviously, there's only three of us here. And so, like, you know who I am, so... It's don't use the code. Yeah.
Not from the CIA. Your CIA came
I'm from the CIA, and I'm Mikey. Not I'm not Dr. Richard Pasta. Dr. Richard Pasta was unfortunately captured and killed, and I'm as close to an exact body double as they could get.
Was he your
I
twin?
Know the neck and tummy. No, it's just neck and tummy. It's a lot of surgery for me
tummy.
And then the neck
that
and tummy are
again.
Different. What's that?
That word again today. Anyways,
no,
this is
wait,
your first
tummy.
Time hearing this. What?
Five letters? No, this is nothing. Never mind. Hold on, never mind.
You said tummy. Hey, it's me projecting onto the ceiling. I'm Graham. Graham. Hollow Graham. And you've said tummy enough times to unlock me.
Okay, I'm hitting the volume down button, but it doesn't appear that it's working or connected
to anything. What would you like to know?
They added this in the 90s as for a laugh. I don't think anyone's unlocked it since then. Hologram, go to sleep. That was so easy.
Wow, that was so easy. Hologram just went right to sleep.
Thank God it didn't have ads.
Applebee's, coming this summer to you with our new pecan salmon. You loved our pecan pork, now try it on fish.
Okay,
pecan salmon. And if you're allergic to nuts and you get a rash, guess what? Applebee's now sells pills. That's right, pills.
90 seconds left before we can skip.
How was that? Another take?
Another take. Try everything different. Do it all different.
Oh, maybe. Okay, I got it. I got it. Sarcastic. Applebee's. Come try our pecan salmon. It's so good.
Hate it. Try again.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Okay, let's... Oh, I got one. Applebee's.
Love. I want to present
standing
Applebee's
ovation.
There's a minute left of the ad.
And the Clio goes to...
Oh, they're moving to an award show?
Applebee's. Sorry, I'm the judge for the Clios. I'm on set. I'm calling it now. You get the Clio.
Can we give another take of you telling him that he gets the Clio? Can you
do
it sarcastic?
Ooh. And the Clio goes to you. You get the Clio.
15 seconds left in this ad. How is it going to resolve?
And the Clio goes to the guy who gave the ad out, gave the Clio out in the ad.
Can you imagine all that? Can you imagine all that from just our pecan salmon? That's how good it is we're calling our shot right now. That's right, we're like Babe Ruth pointing to the stands like a home run. We're going to win the Clio.
And that's the end of the ad. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
That's wild.
Wow.
I forgot that this whole research station is sponsored by Applebee's.
Yeah, of
the
course.
Only reason that everyone has enough money to come down here is because Applebee's is footing the cost of the bill. Yes.
One, two, three. Thank you, Applebee's. Anyways.
And just to be clear, I did say it was from the CIA, and that does stand for Central Iowa Applebee's.
Of course. Of course it does. Just so you know, there's a clip on that computer of a thing coming through the door and eating Mikey's brain.
Yeah, no, I saw. Yeah, I saw the whole
thing. Oh,
you saw? Yeah, it was the first thing I checked out. It was the one thing that I knew that I was going to check out first.
Cool, and you know that he's buried outside and we definitely handled it and everything's fine?
No, I know the body's missing.
You do? Who told?
Well, it wasn't so much as told, but I said, is the body still out there? And I got a response back that was like, so it's like, it's pretty obvious to me that the body's gone.
Oh.
Yeah. But I got bad news for you.
What?
Not only have I been tracking that, but I've been tracking, tracking Dr. Calvin's blood samples. Because he can't say that.
He's not that litigious. He's going to let us use it.
He won't.
It's a podcast, a Patreon. No, he's behind a paywall. He's never going to find it.
I'm just saying, why risk that? Call it that. That's fine. All I'm saying is I was looking at Dr. Calvin's blood samples. God damn it. I really need to get to this thing about the blood samples. I think it's pivotal. Hold on. I'll answer the door. Hello?
Hi, this is John Carpenter. Let me in. Let me in right now.
Wait. We have a doorbell here? No one's down here. Don't open it. Don't open it.
I'm looking at the cam. Oh my God, the cam is all blacked out. We can't see anything in there. It does sound like John Carpenter.
Let me in right now.
It's so cold out there. Dr. Thorne, it's so cold.
No, don't fall for it.
I'm opening the door. Door open initiation.
Opening door at 5%.
Do I lift from my side?
No, just Mr. Carpenter, don't lift. Just don't touch the door at all. You'll reset the process.
Beg me to open it.
I'm lifting it.
Just give it attention. It just needs attention.
Attention.
Please open the door. Please open the door. Please open the door. Please open the door.
What movies of mine have you liked?
Fine. 10%.
Honestly, we're going through a tunnel in here.
5%.
That was a test to see if you said any more of my IPs.
Ugh, whatever. 100%.
Thank you, Dora.
No. No!
Mr. Carpenter, would you like some water? I think you have something in your throat.
Sorry, a mosquito flew in my... I didn't think there was mosquitoes down here.
And I'll push the CIA agent out the door, lock the door, lock them both out. Door initiation closed. Now! Dr. Calvin, Dr. Calvin, where are you?
What is going on?
Something that made him look like John Carpenter came to the door, rang our doorbell, and tricked the Dr. Pasta.
Carpenter's here? Oh, my God.
And his, what's your favorite movies of his? No, no, it's not really him.
Oh, my God.
It's probably the monster.
How are my little red pants? How are they? Too much?
I'm just having a memory. Dr. Pasta, really, the CIA, told me that he was testing your blood for something, and he was about to tell me what it was, and I missed it.
Oh.
Huh.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. Don't know, don't care.
The ominous beeping is back. Maybe just them outside. Who is it?
Is that Stitch? That sounds like Stitch. Is that thing's name? The little fuck alien.
Let's write it down and put it everywhere so we remember.
Yes.
The monster is called the thing.
Well, don't say not the the T word. It's the T word. We call it the T word.
Yeah.
And we make jackets that say T words.
Anyways,
hey,
I
T words. Oh no.
No, that's great. That's cool. No, we make jackets. We've been talking about making merch for a while. I'm gonna.
Hello. This is an update from the Polar Tech Research Outpost. I'm Dr. Albert Thorne. Animal behavior is a normal. Weather patterns is a normal. General vibe is a little off, but mostly okay. We do need a third scientist to be sent down here.
Oh, that's interesting. It looks like cable is cut. Sounds like your message not go out on airwaves.
Oh, no, that's okay, but the danger is outside. It couldn't be
you
inside.
You don't think I've seen what you're doing? There's
seen
beep
what?
Sound, but it's burrito and microwave?
Yeah?
You don't think I see there's voice of guy going to bathroom, but then it becomes cell phone ring? Graham Hollow appears and we get rid of him? You're stealing my jokes and shutting down all my ideas.
Yeah, but, you're on my side, right? You haven't been bad this whole time. You're not the monster, and the good guys are out there, right? You didn't cut this...
does cocaine
cord.
In the bathroom.
Is that a code?
Crawls into ear. No! Replaces eyes with other eyes.
No, no, please.
Come on.
Please.
We see this whole thing on a laptop, and then the laptop screen shuts. Some lights come on in a boardroom, and there are some Applebee's executives sitting around a table. Well, it's not what we asked for.
Okay, I'm a bit confused. You said you wanted a 49-minute semi-thriller horror set in Antarctica? Unless I'm crazy.
Yeah, you said that's what you want. Your Super Bowl ad was going to be a 49-minute thriller set in Antarctica. Mention Applebee's. Yeah. Don't mention the thing.
You said you're going to spend all your money on a 49-minute Super Bowl ad and go out with
a bang? I'm pulling up the email here. Yeah, I don't know. Our wires must have been crossed because it looks like we set a 30-second spot highlighting the Infinite Taco Bar on Tuesdays.
Whoa.
You're
okay.
Doing Infinite Taco Bars? Can you afford this?
Talking about going out with a bang.
Well, it's not high-quality taco materials. It's just
great.
And most people, when you do Infinite, they only have like 4 or 5.
Well, we're sorry.
And the doors burst open. There's no time. We have to take it. Grabs the script and races down the hall.
What the hell?
Throws the script and it flies through the air and lands into the hands.
Applebee's. Unlimited taco bar Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday, even Monday. That's right. 7 days a week. Can't say 7 days a week. That was a Beatles song. No, that was 8 days. We can't say 7 days a week. 7 days a week. Applebee's.